I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And on the show today, we have some exciting things to talk about. Well, no, we don't. I'll be honest up front. We don't have much exciting to talk about. We have some things that I want to gripe about. And, you know, I even have my headphones on, and I don't need them. Let me put them over here. I was setting up the sound earlier, and I had my headphones on to test it. There. Better. To test it, and now I don't need to, because I have it set. So there. So things that make me grumpy include when I leave my headphones on and didn't mean to. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Indeed. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We are also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes. I would talk to you about the website, drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen, but I'm not actually talking about anything from the website today either. This is what you call a real off the cuff. And I don't even have cuffs. I have no cuffs. I have a short sleeve shirt on. I guess I have really short cuffs, but that doesn't count. Anyway, an off the cuff show. Check it out. Do you see this? This is the Rode PodMic. The Rode PodMic, and what you can't see, I have it off screen. I'll put a picture of it up here over my shoulder. But I have the Cloudlifter. CL1 Cloudlifter. Yes. I've gotten all professional since my last show. Better mic. Cloudlifter. The FM DJ voice. Projecting from the diaphragm. Yes. Anyway, we're always working toward increasing the quality of the show. And so, of course, I've done that. But things I want to gripe about in technology. I am, after all, the computer curmudgeon. And for those of you that don't know, a curmudgeon, I can't even say it, curmudgeon, C-U-R-M-U-D-E-O-N, curmudgeon. And yes, I can spell it. See, my URL, I'm going to digress a moment here. My phone just dinged. Anyway, I'm going to digress a moment. My URL for my program used to be thecomputercurmudgeon.com. thecomputercurmudgeon.com. I used to have to do that all the time. I'm glad we've shortened it down to drbill.tv. It's simpler. It's easier. drbill.tv. Simpler. Anyway, that's not what I'm griping about. What I want to gripe about, because I am the computer curmudgeon, is Microsoft is evil. You knew that. I knew that. We all know that. Microsoft is evil. They've been evil since, I don't know, the 80s at least. You know, they used to be, back in the day, back when I was first working in computers in the early 80s, professionally. I mean, before that, I was doing things non-professionally. And no comments from the peanut gallery. I know you're out there thinking, yeah, right, professionally. Anyway, don't get me started. The point is that in those early days, Microsoft was the young and up-and-coming challenger to IBM, and IBM was the evil empire, and Microsoft was the young, challenging upstart, which was giving us choice in computing to get away from the evil empire of that day, which was IBM. But, as often happens, absolute power corrupts absolutely, and Microsoft became... That's not good microphone etiquette. Trying to do the Darth Vader. It's a little better. Cut me some slack. It's a new microphone. I'm learning. I'm adjusting to its nuances. Anyway. But Microsoft became the evil empire in the stead of IBM. IBM actually somewhat redeemed themselves by later acquiring Red Hat Linux. You know, and taking on Linux and being a good corporate citizen by championing open source. Anyway, so let's curmudgeon a bit here about the evil empire, about Microsoft being evil. I'm all about choice in terms of freedoms, personal freedoms. I believe in freedom. Freedom! You know, like the movie. Anyway, freedom. So if I choose, now this is the thing, this is my gripe. You ready? If I choose to end my sentences with a period and then two spaces, that's my business. That's the way I learned it as a child. It's what I was always told was correct. But somewhere along the line, change occurred. And people decided, what's this two spaces after a period? Let's just do one space. And so Microsoft has recently forced the issue, because they are the evil empire and against personal freedoms, they now mark the extra space, from their perspective, extra space, at the end of a sentence, as an error. I'm annoyed by that, because I'm going to keep leaving it, and they can mark it with their little squiggly line all they want. I'm going to have the extra, from their perspective, space. It's not extra. Two spaces after a period is the way it should be. It's the way God intended it. Okay? So there. I'm grumpy that these giant corporations and giant governmental bodies are saying you must do this and you must do that and forget your freedoms. I'm going to trample all of them. Well, don't tread on me. To quote the old early American patriotic slogan, don't tread on me with your blank removal after periods. Sigh, you've just gone too far. Okay? So, that's what I want to gripe about. And I know some of you are saying, Dr. Bill, you're doing a whole show about a space. Yes. Because it's my space, not my space. That truly is dead. My space. Actually, I guess it still exists, but who uses it? It goes the way of all the earth. That's a biblical reference. Anyway, the point is, if I want to use a space, by George, I'm going to use one. And Microsoft can put their little squiggly line all they want. I'm going to ignore it with prejudice. Sigh. You got to admit, it's fun being the computer curmudgeon. I get to talk about these things and make statements that are completely off the wall, but I stand for them. Yes. I stand on principle. I stand for your right to use a space. If you won't. If you don't want to. If you're out there, if you're one of those kind of people that only have one space after your period, well, then you just go with the evil empire and you just accept what they force upon you. But as for me, I will continue to use double spaces and I will use ellipses. Ellipsi. That's three dots. Dot, dot, dot. Which means I'm through with the sentence, but I don't want to end it. I'm just going to take a little pause, and then I'm going to go on with another thought. That's the official Dr. Bill definition of an ellipsis. Okay? Three dots. I know I use them all the time in my writing. If you go to the blog, the aforementioned drbill.tv, drbill.tv, and check it out, you'll see that many of my articles have said three dots. That's just one of the ways I write. And if you don't like it, tough. It's just what I do. Proudly. Anyway, things like this, you have to take a stand. You have to make a point. And I choose to do it with spaces and ellipses. C's. Scissors. Okay? Okay. So anyway, I have things that I'm doing. Let me show you one of the things I'm doing here. This is a cable. Ooh. It's a cable. And I'm going to be using it to modify my antenna, which is over here on the other side of the room, for receiving off-the-air OTA, off-the-air television. I'm going to use a different cable, shortening the cable run, hoping to have better reception of my over-the-air television. Now, toward that end, this Saturday, I believe, this Saturday is the time that a TV station in our area, Channel 2, is going to change its transmitter to a different frequency. So you will need to rescan your TV tuner to receive that channel. Now, I don't know where you are in the far reaches of the world. You may not get Channel 2 Greensboro, but maybe a station in your area will take this weekend to switch as well. So rescan your TV channels, preferably after you have connected the antenna with the new cable. Anyway, that's one of my projects. It's one of the things I'm going to be doing. So, there's that. I live an exciting life. What can I say? With all this COVID-19 stuff going on, you take your excitement where you can. It's true. Anyway, I have something I want to show you. This is an off-the-wall show. Bounce right off the wall. Fresh for you. I have some footage I want to show you of a video taken of me back in 1981, I believe it was, working on the VAX 8650 computer. I'm actually putting a board in the computer. I want you to see that video. Check it out.
Hey.
It's going.
Oh, good.
You want to help?
No.
You don't want to be the... Broke my band.
Want to help?
Oh, well.
Who is?
Improvise.
Yeah.
What they make tight sleeves for. You can be the beautiful woman that goes...
Do do it, Bill.
She can be Vanna White, only on Vax computers.
Remember what you're supposed to tell me. Change the jumpers.
Change the jumpers.
That's on tape now. Zoom in on Bill, changing the jumpers.
Yes, see if we get between the 10. It's a big car.
Bigger than a PC.
Think of that. Isn't that cool? Didn't it almost look like I know what I was doing? Knew what I was doing in 1981? I had less gray in the beard then. But anyway, just a little exciting trivia for you from the olden days of computing, back when men were men. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this program today. It's been a lot of fun to do. And I got to gripe a little, so I feel better. We should all feel better once we get something like that off our chest. So join us again next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.